You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC.
I'm sorry.
No, there's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
That, of course, is the moment when Jordan Horowitz, the producer for La La Land, realizes his movie has not won Best Picture at last night's Academy Awards. It seems presenters Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty received the wrong envelope, and the top prize actually went to the film Moonlight. Joining me now to talk about the winners and the ceremony is Rebecca Carroll, WNYC's culture critic. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, Jamie.
So I know you stayed up to the last moment.
I did indeed.
And I gotta say, it was worth waiting up for those last minutes of the ceremony. So much confusion on stage. And we basically had two acceptance speeches, one from La La Land and then one from Moonlight. So because of that, Rebecca, do you think we lost some of the message from the real winner in the Best Picture category?
I do. I think we both lost some of the message, and I think that Barry Jenkins and his team, his extraordinary team, were robbed of that moment of excitement and surprise and shock and delight, and that a lot of time was spent trying to clear up the mayhem. Listen to Academy Award winner Mahershala Ali, who starred in Moonlight.
It just threw me a bit, because it threw me more than a bit, but, you know, I didn't want to go up there and take anything from somebody, you know? And it's very hard to feel joy in a moment like that.
To give Moonlight its due in this moment, what was your reaction to the Best Picture win once it settled in?
It couldn't be more deserving, in my opinion. I think it kind of shifted. You know, there's all this talk about La La Land sweeping, and last week something really shifted for me. I don't know if I'd seen a headline or something, but I felt like this movie, Moonlight, has actually gotten into the American psyche in a way that it can't be shaken. And that psyche is what sort of drives the Hollywood industry. So I really actually felt in my gut that it was going to win and that it deserved to win. So here's a movie that looks at three defining chapters of a young black man's life growing up in Miami. It's a young black gay man. But even without knowing that, it is the most beautiful, nuanced, carefully crafted story. And the performances are just, it's like watching humanity, really. So I'm delighted that the film won.
Now, Rebecca, the Academy has been repeatedly criticized for its lack of diversity when it comes to winners and nominees, with the hashtag #OscarSoWhite trending in consecutive years, last year, the year before. So how is this year different, if it's different, and if so, why?
Well, I think that even prior to that hashtag, which was created by social media personality April Rain, the Academy has been deeply white for decades. People have criticized that fact. I think that it has responded to both the hashtag activism and also the change of our social climate and cultural climate. Knowing, Cheryl Boone very much took it to heart and set some initiatives forth.
The president of the Academy, a black woman.
That's right. But also the other thing is that undeniably excellent black art came out this year. You know, so it was sort of a confluence of things. I don't actually think that the Academy or Hollywood is changing beyond last night. But I think we'll take it and we will use that win and that surge of celebration and make more great work.
Let's talk about the hosting. Jimmy Kimmel joked that he's only making $15,000. Okay, we know that's not true, so he's probably handsomely compensated. But it's a tough job. How do you think he did?
You know, it's an enormous amount of work and preparation. I think that even the best, most consummate performers and hosts struggle with it. I think that he kept a pace. I think he kept things moving. But I think overall, the main flaw I found in it was during the mayhem. And of course, everybody reacted in the moment. But if you're going to host the Oscars, which is like a tentpole of the media and entertainment industry in this country, you'd really need to have some kind of pulse on the social climate. So instead of saying, you know, can't we just give Oscars to everyone? Or, you know, just sort of trying to do this cleanup and damage control, as opposed to saying, you know what, that is really something. That this year, when all of these beautiful black films, black nominees, and this is where they mess it up, that is having some kind of sense of the cultural climate. And I just feel like he missed there.
Rebecca Carroll is WNYC's culture critic and editor of Special Projects. Rebecca, thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.